What's up, you guys? I'm B. Simone.
And I'm Megan Ashley.
And welcome to the Know For Sure podcast, where we talk about healing, growing, evolving, and having the tough conversations.
Yes, and we also talk about relationships, not just romantic relationships, but platonic relationships.
Like the relationship I have with my best friend, Megan Ashley, of 20 years.
20 years, baby.
Yes, baby. Do you know for sure?
I think I know for sure, but what I do know for sure is after this episode, you're going to know something for sure.
All right, you guys, we're back with part two.
Part two.
With our team. Last week,
we were in Cabo. This week, we're in Cabo again.
JNF and Shekinah, we brought the team back.
Hey, y'all.
Hello.
Hi.
I'm B. Simone.
And I'm Megan Ashley.
And we're back.
I don't have a voice.
I know. I was about to join in, but I'm like, I'm so hoarse right now. It's about to be terrible. Yes.
She can sing.
Not today. Go, Frank.
No. Thank you.
We're back in Cabo. We invited our team back because we're still off of the high from the live show. Kinda. And you know, we've been reminiscing our first team trip at Thanksgiving.
It's been great.
So nice.
I feel like I was talking to Jesse earlier, my fiance, and he's like, I can't believe you've been gone since Monday.
Mm-hmm.
And it's Sunday.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it's a whole week. And I feel like the live show was yesterday.
Yeah.
It flew by.
Mm-hmm.
It flew by.
It did.
Mm-hmm. And I feel like this entire trip, even though it was a vacation, has very much, like, I can't imagine us not doing this, not necessarily like the travel and like being in Cabo, but having that being time together.
Yeah.
To be like, to be able to have those like organic conversations and talk about the improvements in a way that we have time to think about it. And it's not so, okay, let's sit down and get like,
because we're not setting up a conference call. It's just
right, like organic.
So much has happened that there's so much to talk about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we should have been recording the whole time.
But here we are.
Podcast conversation.
Yeah.
Literally. Yes.
Get close to the mic, kind of. I just want to make sure they hear you.
So far away.
But yeah, what about you, kind of? How do you feel?
I feel overwhelmed in a good way. Like, it was so good, and I feel like we set the bar so high and overwhelmed in that sense. Like, the bar has been set here, and now we have to continue that, which is great. You know, it always gives us something to go for and to achieve higher. So,
Yeah. I think we will, though.
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, for
with
sure.
What we've done. I mean, obviously, we knew that when we did it, we were like, we can't go backwards. We're saying we're about to have all these activations, do all this stuff, all these.
Yeah.
Now we, like,
have
to keep
doing it. You got to do it.
Yeah.
No take
backs.
Yeah.
It's going to be crazy.
So this is our first team trip, you guys. We wanted to take our team on a trip, so we brought everybody that was involved. Well, they've been involved for how many years?
Probably
I don't
four,
know, 5 years. Shekinah's been going on
a year.
A year, soon. But that's been involved since day one. We brought the cool kids, so everybody's here. I'm legit.
It's been so nice.
Y'all want to do the recap of the show?
Yeah, sure.
First, thank you guys for even taking your team on a trip.
Absolutely.
That people don't get that experience from their bosses or whatever. So thank you guys for just believing in us and, you know, championing us along the way, pouring into us, and then allowing us, because you guys could have came on this trip alone and didn't include us, so.
Thank you.
And Megan was so adamant about that. She was like, we promised them a trip. I'm like, it's fine. They won't be disappointed. She was like, no, like, I wouldn't be disappointed. Like, we promised them a trip. We need to, you know, I was like, we could go to Vegas. She was like, we did not tell them we were taking them to Vegas.
We said we were going to Vegas.
Yeah. I'm like, okay. You know, but I'm glad we, like, made it happen.
Yeah. Because
I was like, they'll be fine. They won't care.
I mean, honestly,
we wouldn't know. We would understand, you know, like if something isn't possible or it's not going to work or feel good, like we wouldn't want to do it anyways.
But I think us making it work and follow through, like, cause it was a lot of pressure and
so much,
just a lot, like putting the parts together to do this.
Yeah.
You kind of worked it out with the travel agent, but making it happen and not just going to Miami has been worth it.
This was like an experience
For sure.
Another experience.
The experiences haven't stopped.
Right.
And like, what is happening?
Mm-hmm.
We're recording another podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Like, every day there has been something, and I love that I don't know that we did it yesterday, but I love that we set the intention that day that we did our first activities.
Yeah.
And we said the goal is to be present.
Yeah. Right? Mm-hmm.
And we were so present. We were on camels.
Yeah.
And you couldn't have a phone.
Yeah.
All we could hear.
Oh, the content?
Nuts.
Oof. I look insane. I'm on the camel. Megan's hair is flowing in the wind. Jazz looks like Arabian Nights. And then you get to me, I'm like, because I'm not an activity person, okay? But I wanted to do it with y'all, so I loved it. Yeah.
I love the four-wheelers.
Yeah. The four-wheelers were so fun.
That was my favorite.
The what?
Four-wheelers.
Kinda. ATVs. Nobody is going to hear you on this.
The ATV was so fun.
Mm-hmm. I love the ATV. But I was scared to drive it. I was like, I'm not driving.
Yeah, you rode Natalia.
No. Jess started driving and then her wrist gave out.
My wrist started cramping from holding on the whole time that I was like, nah.
When she got on the front, after like 2 minutes, she drove us into the side of like a ditch. Oh my
God. And I'm like, I didn't want to hurt my hand.
Yeah.
And I was like,
what happened?
I mean, I did it slowly and carefully, but I was like, my hand, like the bone that I broke in my hand was that my thumb. Mm. And like that position to push it was,
I mean, it was hurting me so bad.
Yeah.
So I could imagine you.
I hit Megan. Started cramping and I was like,
she was like, we're going into the mountain.
Right.
Cracking out.
She rear-ended Megan. She turned around like,
I was like, it's not Bumblecon. No,
sure. I thought he was yelling at you guys to keep distance.
He for sure.
He kept stopping. He was so mad at us. I was like, I just wanted to get on the side of her.
Oh.
Yeah,
well, you're not allowed to.
Okay.
He said, follow the rules.
It was fun. That was fun. We did those activities. And today we're actually leaving this Airbnb. Y'all are leaving. Mm-hmm. Oh, y'all are going to come with us, though.
We're coming
for a little bit.
Yeah, for a little bit.
I think we're leaving.
Yeah, we're going to go to a resort.
I think it's important, though, to, you know, travel with your team because of how much our lives are with each other. Mm-hmm. You're able to know your people outside of a work environment that also helps you in the work environment.
Yeah.
There were a lot of things that we were able to, you know, talk through, especially last night. That I just think that wouldn't have happened had we not made it an intention to do a team trip. Mm-hmm. You know, that opportunity probably wouldn't have presented itself, or it would have presented itself when it wasn't appropriate to have the conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And so making the intention of doing things as a team, especially if you want your team to last and it be the same people, you want the longevity of that. Mm-hmm. And it has to be more than work.
Yeah.
You know
it has to be some type of personal relationship.
Because now I can, now that I see you outside of this environment, there's a different level of grace that you have for people when you see them outside of just one environment. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like you're able to consider the whole person.
The full picture. Mm-hmm.
But I feel like that's not common.
Oh, yeah,
for
so
sure.
We're can't doing do that. Something that people don't do, that people tell you not to do.
For sure.
So people, especially, like, it's one thing as a business partner. Mm-hmm. You know, it's one thing to be friends with your business partner. It's another thing to be friends and have relationships with the people you work with.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I think that last night was...
Sorry, can we shut that door up there? Sorry, Jazz, you can go ahead.
No worries. I think that what we're doing and how we're doing it is so different. And last night, as an example, we were all in the jacuzzi and it got heated. Mm-hmm. It got a little toasty. Literally and figuratively. But I think like all of us wanted to get to a resolution of understanding each other. And I think to your point, and I know you guys say this all the time, know your person, but in this group setting, we are learning everyone and we're learning, and it's a continuous thing. Like there's still things that Frankie and I learn about each other all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And we might have been able to communicate one way and then we've adapted and we've changed. And now, you know what? Actually, that doesn't work for me anymore. Mm-hmm. I need this.
Yeah.
Or I'm feeling this way. I don't know what I need, but I'm letting you know that I don't know what I know.
Mm-hmm.
Or what I don't know.
Yeah. And I feel like that's what we did last night. We got to, like, go deeper, I think, than we've ever gone before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, as a group.
Yeah.
And that's healthy though. And like
it was super healthy.
Learning about Frankie, you know, Megan, she's like, in this season, I need this. Mm-hmm. Like, I might have not needed that from you a year ago. But mm-hmm. I think you're really good at that. Like, in this season, I need gentleness. I think that was one of the words mm-hmm. you used yeah. recently. Mm-hmm. But in each season, it might be something different. And mm-hmm. just sharing that with
yeah.
your person.
I think my biggest, like, thing that I was trying to get across last night is that we're all experiencing, and there are no hierarchies of the experience. It's just we're all experiencing. And I'm trying to be a person that wants to consider and be aware of my people mm-hmm. in all ways. Because mm-hmm. you know how you were saying, like, this isn't working for me right now. Like, this, I know I might have needed this in this season, but mm-hmm. it's not working for me. But I also want to have the awareness when it's not working for my friend, and maybe mm-hmm. she doesn't even know it's not working for her.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I'm saying? I mm-hmm. want it to be both. Mm-hmm. I want to be able to be like, that usually does something for you, and it hasn't been doing anything for you, and I've noticed that, and maybe you don't even notice it, mm-hmm. but I'm noticing mm-hmm. it. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? I want it to be both. I want yeah. there to be a level of both. Yes, mm-hmm. be accountable for yourself, but also be aware of your people.
These days, a lot of people are learning about all the benefits of fasting, like weight loss, mental and physical performance and gut health, but worry about the whole not eating part. Well, that's exactly why Prolon was created. Introducing Prolon, a revolutionary plant-based nutrition program that nourishes the body while making cells believe they're fasting. Researched and developed for decades at the University of Southern California Longevity Institute and backed by leading U.S. medical centers, Prolon helps promote healthy blood sugar, support cardiovascular health, and reduce abdominal fat. But Prolon isn't a diet. Prolon is science. Science based on Nobel Prize winning discoveries in medicine. And this all starts with Prolon's 5-day program, snacks, soups, and beverages, all designed to keep your body in a fasting state. It's unlike anything you've ever experienced. You guys, listen, if I was going to start a nutrition program, Prolon is exactly what I'd use. It's convenient, backed by Nobel-winning science, and it works. It's no wonder why thousands of doctors now recommend Prolon to support healthy blood sugar and cardiovascular health. Right now, Prolon is offering in totality with Megan Ashley listeners 10% off their 5-day nutrition program. Go to prolonlife.com/totality. That's prolonlife.com/totality. For this special offer. That's prolonlife.com/totality. All right, guys, now back to the show. Okay, you guys, before we continue with this episode, have you ever been on a hunt for a new doctor and you literally asked everyone for their recommendation? Listen, when I moved to Georgia with the kids, I needed to find a new doctor for them. I would ask everyone, so I totally know what this feels like. You ask everybody who you know for a doctor that listens to you, that knows your needs, that makes you feel comfortable. And after weeks of searching and asking everyone around town, you finally found the one. It's close to the kids' school. It's close to your house. It's amazing. All the boxes are checked. So then you call the office, you make an appointment, and they actually have an available appointment. Everything is working out just right. But then the receptionist tells you that the perfect doctor that you have searched all over for does not take your insurance. I'm telling you right now, wipe the tears, put away the ice cream, and head over to ZocDoc to find and book a doctor who is right for you and takes your insurance. ZocDoc is a free app where you can find amazing doctors and book appointments online. We're talking about booking appointments with thousands of top-rated patient-reviewed doctors and specialists. You can filter specifically for ones who take your insurance, are located near you, and treat almost every and any condition you're searching for. These doctors all have verified reviews from actual real patients, not robots. The typical wait time to see a doctor booked on ZocDoc is between just 24 to 72 hours. That's it. You can even score same-day appointments. You can find the doctor you want and book them immediately with just a few app taps. No more waiting awkwardly on hold with a receptionist. Go to ZocDoc.com/totality and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then find and book a top-rated doctor today. That's ZocDoc.com/totality. ZocDoc.com/totality. All right, guys, back to the show.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Communication.
Yeah.
It's, I think communication is so crucial in any relationship.
Yeah.
And being able to articulate how you're feeling and what your experience is important, because we talked about this last night. When one person is trying to have or share their experience, but you don't understand their experience, you two are on, you're having two separate conversations because we're worried about, well, this person doesn't understand my experience and that person doesn't understand your experience. But if you get to a place of understanding that, all you have to do is communicate that.
Right.
You know, it, like, we're not always going to be able to, I'm not going to know, B needs me to be this way today and I need to pour into her this way, I need to pour into Megan this way, I need to pour into Shekinah and Frankie this way. Like, we're not going to always be able to do that.
Yeah.
But as long as we make the effort and communicate, then it gives the other person the opportunity to let you know that didn't work for me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or in, like you're saying, understanding each other's experience, even if I don't understand it, I'm trying to.
I think validating it.
Yeah. Validating is huge.
You might not acknowledging understand.
Yes.
Like, I might not understand exactly how that feels, but I can say, like, how you're feeling right now is 1,000% valid.
Yeah.
It's valid.
And I hear you.
And sometimes that's all you need.
Yeah. I just think more than, I think communication is extremely important, but I also am learning that awareness is, like, key. Mm-hmm. Like, the awareness of yourself and awareness of the other person, because sometimes we can communicate without even being aware of what is even happening right now. I'm just saying how I feel, or I'm just addressing something without taking a moment to be even aware of what just happened. Why am I feeling this way?
100%.
Like, what is this person feeling?
Yeah.
I think we just want to communicate. First,
yes,
and then
that's what I'm saying. But if we don't practice awareness
and then validation,
your communication, you'll miss it. If you don't have awareness.
Or you don't know. You're not even taking time to.
You're not taking the time to consider, I think, is the thing.
Yeah.
And maybe because I'm such a question person, asking questions is like, okay, so like,
how you build your awareness.
Yeah. Well, and then it leads to understanding. Like, when me and B got into it, we didn't really get into it, but on the podcast in Miami, and she was just not in the mood. I spent 2 hours asking her questions. I didn't stop asking until we got to some level of understanding. Like, I just kept asking and asking. I'm like, and I even said, if I'm asking too much, is this bothering you that I'm asking questions? Because I'm just trying to understand without assuming. I didn't want to assume anything. I just want to ask.
Yeah.
And sometimes just asking and just keep asking and keep asking. And I'm a mom, so I do that with my kids to try to build their vocabulary. So it's helped me in relationships just to keep asking questions.
And you were like, well, when's the last time you felt like that?
When's the last time you felt this way?
Yeah.
And like, you know, can you picture yourself the last time you felt that? Or do you remember when that left you? Or does this bother you? Or what does that make? How does it make you feel? Because sometimes your person may not know. They may not know. And
or
I don't think
having,
we give.
Again, a different experience. Like we talked about last night. Questions for you are like a good thing. For me growing up, questions were like a lack of trust. Like, don't ask too many questions. Like, you do as I say, you know? And so for me, questions make me feel like you don't trust me, or make me feel, it's like a trigger for me a little bit. So everyone's experience is completely different, even in something small as a question.
And I think the maturity of it and the growth of it all, and like the journey, is being able to know that that's a trigger for me, but I also know that you're not triggered, like, it's not because of you. I'm triggered because of my experience. And I'm also thinking about how this interaction might have triggered them as well. So I'm still validating my own experience, but I'm also considering the fact that that person is having a totally different experience.
Right.
And they're valid too. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
it takes you out of it you know what I mean? In a way, it makes you have more of an objective view, and there's, you decrease the impact of offense when you do that.
That I think it's important for people to know and take away that things can coexist. Two experiences, five experiences. We all were in the jacuzzi and we had 12 different experiences. Every single one of us felt differently, took things differently. Like, yes, we were empathetic to what was happening, but we all had a different perspective and they were all valid and they all could coexist at the same time. And I think that a lot of the times, friendships, relationships, someone always has to be right and someone always has to be wrong. And that's not how that works. You can, just because you might have said something that was wrong doesn't mean that you are wrong in your experience.
It's all valid. And even if, as I said that last night, just being in the, nobody got up. Like,
we were like,
you know, proving our points, but nobody walked away. Nobody said, fuck this, I'm done talking. We kept talking until
we got to
it all came out. Like, women don't do that. Like,
without disrespecting each other. I mean, we might have impacted each other in a way where it's like that, it made it didn't feel good or whatever, but it wasn't a, we never disrespected each other. There wasn't like a fuck you. You know what I mean? It was more of like, it was literally like sisters having an argument.
It was so healthy though. Like, I mean, it got, it was, there were, the beginning of it was,
and we were heated. I mean, we were drinking. So I mean, that played a place.
It was like heated, but
added
then
to the fire.
It was like, okay, I think
it was still healthy though.
But I think once everyone realized that everyone was having a different experience and that people didn't feel like they were being heard or understood, then I think that's where it started to diffuse, because it was like, okay, let's take inventory of what everyone's experience was and give everyone the opportunity to feel heard and feel seen and feel understood so that we know how to push this conversation forward. And I think once we did that, we got to a place of like, okay, so you need this for me and I'm not doing this.
But that's what I'm saying. Everybody's common goal is to figure it out.
Exactly.
Like, we wanted to understand each other.
Exactly.
You know, I think once we realized that, that like for me in that moment, I was like, if we don't have this conversation now, even though it came up in an uncomfortable way, if we don't have it now, it will come up later. Because whatever that was needed to be worked out. So if we didn't have it now, okay, sorry, like, okay, we're offended right now, but like, we got to get through this. We have to figure it out. Like, we don't have time to have this conversation
to let
when there's
linger.
$1 billion contracts on the table. We need to be able to sit in this hot tub and have this conversation and work it out, because then when we get to a boardroom and we're standing at a boardroom table, we're a united front. Because we've worked our shit out privately.
And you're not like holding on to things that you don't feel like were hashed out, or like, it just kind of builds up this resentment.
And I feel like I'm the same way too. And like, probably annoys Frankie sometimes, but like, I can't let something go until I feel like we've resolved it. I can't, like, I don't want to do, like, I, like, Frankie sometimes is like, I'm done dealing with this, so like, we're good. And I'm like, but I'm not good.
I'm like that too. I used to be more like that, and I'm not anymore. And I don't think like, that's my natural state.
I just need some time to process. And like, I feel like Jazz is like, immediately is like,
that's how I am.
I process in real time.
Well, Megan is you, and I feel like I'm Jazz.
I'm like, I used to be very much like,
oh wow.
I used to be like that in relationships. Like, well, especially like in my marriage, I was like that.
Did I experience that with you, or more, I feel like I experience more process person.
I think lately in the last like 3 years, I've been more like, especially after 2021, I was more like
internalizing.
Let me just
process it.
What is happening? Like, let me process this, because if I didn't, I know that in the in a moment of like trying to work things out, I can hurt you in my approach. And I'm not trying to do that, so I'd rather just be quiet, because if I go off, it's gonna come across in a way that it's not really my intent, but that's just
how
my level of intensity.
It's a more emotional
It's gonna be
delivery more emotional versus like giving yourself a second.
I mean, I
like
would never come out of pocket and disrespect anybody. I'm not like that, unless you make me come out of pocket as far as like
getting to that point.
If you like, if somebody disrespected somebody I love, I'm out of pocket with you. I'm going off. But like in the people that I love, I don't go out of pocket in that way. But my tone, I know my tongue can still bite. It stings. Mm-hmm. Even though my heart is like, I love you. Like, I'm trying to figure this out. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But my tone is like, yo, like, it's like that. Stop fucking playing with me. Like, are we doing it? Like, it's that type of vibe.
I'm like, you're, there was no change in those two sentences.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. But like, now my awareness, because of last night, I can be more aware and conscious of it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Where previously I was like, I don't know. Everything's okay.
Yeah.
But what I think, because like you and I are the same way, like last night I would have not been okay ending the conversation without feeling like we got to a resolution.
Yeah, because
then it felt like, or it feels like when things like that happen, then it comes back up.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
And then you start over.
Yeah.
So that's where for me, I want to see things through, and I thankfully I'm able to process things in real time.
Yeah.
And I can like pause, process, and then try to articulate what I'm feeling, and also try to validate others' experiences and communicate, well, I experienced this way. Was that the intention? Because that was the impact.
Mm-hmm. I think when I take too long to process, I don't care no more.
Yeah, you're like,
I'm like, that don't even bother me no more. Mm-hmm. But it's like, we didn't talk about it.
Yeah.
So it's going to come back up.
Right. Do you feel like it actually, you actually let it go in the moment, and it just, you have been able to put it somewhere else? Or do you feel like...
I feel like...
I feel like it goes back to that like forgiveness thing.
It was
like,
going
to
come back up again. Yeah.
Like, when we talked about with your mom, you were like, I thought I did that. Like, I thought I forgave. And then when something triggers it, it's like, why do I feel this way? Well, then I haven't really
addressed it.
Because it is it's an ongoing thing. Mm-hmm. Like, it's a journey. Mm-hmm. It doesn't just happen in that moment. Mm-hmm. You have to continue to do it. Mm-hmm. You don't just love somebody once. You have to continue to love them.
Yeah.
You have to continue to communicate, continue to be aware, continue to forgive,
to understand. It's a practice.
It's just like this thing that has to always happen.
Yeah. Right.
But I think that we get caught up in this like, I did it once and that's supposed to sustain me for the entirety of this relationship.
Yeah.
And that's not true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I have to be open to always learning this person. And as if they're a new chapter, it's a new chapter every day. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Because if not, then you get complacent and, you know, then you're not in the practice of it. And then something happens and it's like you said, we got to start all over again.
Yeah.
It's like now it's like, now we have to rehash this out instead of being like, okay, we had this conversation. Yeah. I'm aware and I'm going to carry this awareness with me throughout the entirety of our relationship.
And I've been practicing it. So it's easier and easier.
Yeah. I just think that a lot of things were, you know, last night were very, there are a lot of things that I said out loud that I haven't said out loud.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I think, you know, that was helpful in the way, cause everybody was like, are we all good? And I'm like, yeah, because I know that I said it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So like, at least it's been said. And so whatever anyone chooses to do with that, it's on them.
Their choice.
At least I said, you can't say that you didn't know.
I was
doing my makeup this morning.
Kinda, you have to talk in the mic, baby.
No, I was saying like, I was doing my makeup this morning and I was thinking about the conversation and God was just like, I already like pinpointed this in you. Like, even what Megan was telling me last night, like, it was a moment, I think a few months ago, where I remember telling Sean, like exaggerating. You just exaggerate or whatever. But God literally was, like, trying to deal with me about it, and I was talking through it with my husband. And I kind of just, like,
brushed it off. And
it's like, no, like, God will use your friends to bring those things back up and in a safe environment where you can like work through it. Because I think I got, even when God showed me, I got frustrated in the process of trying to figure out why. You know, and like, and it sometimes can come off as excuses, or you're pointing the blame, or you're saying, oh, it's from my family line, or whatever. It can sound like excuses.
And that could be a reason.
I think it's a reason, but then there is some like self-evaluation that you also have to, accountability that you have to take as well. Mm-hmm. But I think it stung last night because I didn't even remember that God like even was working on me with that. But I think it stung in the sense of really not understanding like,
the why.
The why.
Why.
Yeah. And
why?
It like made me mad this morning because I'm like, damn, like I was trying to do the work and got frustrated in doing the work and trying to figure out why. And then I had to come up with the whole why in front of everybody.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But you know,
I think that's the thing yeah. that like, we should be okay with is that the environment is.
I needed y'all to help me process through the why. Like, right. I couldn't do it on my own.
She's
I tried.
Like, I knew.
That's what I was saying. Like, I was like, maybe she doesn't even know.
I didn't know.
Yeah.
I think that the environment can still be a safe place, even though it's uncomfortable.
Oh, I heard that.
And I think that sometimes people feel uncomfortable and it's like, well, I'm not safe. And it's like, no, you're safe.
Yeah.
Here.
Yeah.
This is just uncomfortable. Yeah. And that's okay. Like, it doesn't have to feel good for it to be safe.
But also, you know, the first time that you experience that, you don't necessarily know that it's safe.
No, I know.
So I think, had we not gotten to where we got to last night, it didn't feel safe. And then we got to a place where I was like, okay, no, this is safe.
Yeah.
So I think now that we
it felt safe for me the whole time.
It felt safe to me.
It felt safe to, and maybe because I was really having a conversation with her.
And they've known each other for 16 years.
Right. But I'm saying that even though it didn't feel safe for like in that moment, mm-hmm. it was still a safe environment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But it didn't mm-hmm. feel that way. Mm-hmm. And I understand why it didn't feel that way. Mm-hmm. But that didn't change the fact that that was a safe environment. And the proof of that is because we ended up where we ended up. Because
mm-hmm.
if it wasn't a safe environment, we wouldn't have landed where we landed. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's just a fact.
So that's what I'm saying, though.
You know what I mean?
Like,
in your mind, it didn't start
that way. It didn't start that way, but I saw it get that.
That's because of your relationship to with us.
I think like you were having an experience with me while I was having an experience with her.
I was having an experience with her because I was sitting right next to Shekinah and I could feel that she felt like there was nobody on her side or like nobody supporting her. And I could tell that what you were trying to share was not landing for her and that she was feeling attacked, even though that wasn't your intention.
Yeah.
And so that's why I felt called to try to support her in that way because I felt like she needed support.
And what my experience is, I have said this to you 20 different times.
And I've never,
we're at the place as your friend of 16
years.
Like,
what's going on?
Yeah. What is going on?
Right, right, right.
But for people who
it's not that bad.
No.
It's like, what is going on? It's just like, not that bad.
That's how I said it, though.
So, I feel like people have no idea what we're talking about.
They don't.
It doesn't matter.
Between the lines.
I don't know,
I mean, I'm saying, because of it, they're, like you were saying earlier, everyone was having their own experience.
Yeah.
And what I'm saying is that because we landed where we landed, we were all safe the entire time.
Because we all had that intention. Yes. Like, our hearts wanted to land.
Yeah. So, I think I'm just, for our audience, to know the difference of safety and just uncomfortability
and healthy conversation
is knowing the results of it.
Yeah.
Right.
If you're constantly having negative results with
or no resolution,
then it's probably not a safe place.
Ooh, I just got
if you're having, do you know what I'm saying? But if you're having,
I just got triggered.
Yeah. You did just now?
Yeah.
A second?
What? Yep. She's probably thinking of what you just said. Like, if you're constantly having those conversations with no resolution.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
I know what that's like.
I know what you're talking about.
But I think that that's just something to keep, you know, an eye out for is like if you're in a group of friends and there's never any resolution, then it's probably not it's not a fit for you.
It's unhealthy.
Yeah, it's unhealthy. It's just not a good fit. But don't take being uncomfortable as not being safe if you are getting to a place of a resolution and
being
if that
better
is the
and understanding.
Results, then but that's okay to be uncomfortable.
And it takes both parties to want to get to a resolution.
Yeah. Everybody had to want that last
night. Right. Even Imani and Jordan. For them to be the babies of the group, they were trying to explain they were objectively trying to look at it knowing everyone.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like, okay,
Jordan,
I see.
Jay even said it. She was like, I've known you. She said, I know you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm navigating with
you. Yeah.
Yeah.
But she's thought that that was just a good.
Shout out to baby Jay.
I'm so
healthy
happy
community.
That we did that.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
And that we weren't afraid to, you know, lean into that uncomfortable moment.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I think that's for y'all out there, that's why we are where we are with our team and our friendships. Yeah. Like y'all 16 years, us too. We do it privately. And like Megan said, you
that's
have to
crazy.
Be. It's crazy.
The relationships here, that's crazy.
And the work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think that's the other thing too, is bringing, because we kind of have all these like pairs and we realized this after the show.
That was so cool.
Because Shekinah's sister was like basically assisting her the entire time. And Jazz and Frankie had each other.
Imani
and Jordan had each other. And we had each other. So there's these tight-knit pairs And then when you bring that all together, it's like, okay, well, I know this person. Mm-hmm. This is my person. Mm-hmm. I have relate, but like trying to bring it all together where now we all know each other.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And blending it all together, which I think people don't think is a possibility for women.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But we're proving
we're doing it.
That and it's so seamless. It was so seamless. And obviously, like we've met Shekinah multiple times now and like have met Baby J and Imani, but like for all of us to go on a vacation together and just like want to be together and like have a good time together, even though we're all so different and party differently, stay awake differently, want to get dressed differently.
Megan was like shots last night. I was like, I have one eye open.
Frankie's
like,
fine.
I was laying on the chaise.
Yeah, because what you don't know is Frankie was lit the night before. She was passing shots left and right. Yes, the night before.
When it got alcohol?
You fell asleep. I'm talking about out here in the hot tub when all y'all went to sleep. You were lit that night. Yeah. You were lit. She was lit. When we in the theater
that
room.
Was not lit.
But I'm just
like you haven't smoked anything yet.
She was layers. Like you were lit,
Frankie. But I'm saying she was totally different than she was last night. Sure. She was just laying off.
Yeah, she was tired.
At this point,
she was tired.
She barely had a voice.
Yeah.
But also,
voice too.
I feel like we're like 4 days in, and like,
yeah,
tired. We have not slept more than like. Four or five hours for like a week.
We're all still seriously on a high. Yeah. I don't think we've come off of it yet.
But that's what I'm saying. It's because of this trip. I think if we went back home, we would have jumped right back into life.
Yeah.
But I love that you guys gave us the opportunity and that collectively we had the opportunity to reflect together.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I think we have now started to create a stronger foundation for what's to come.
Yeah, for sure.
For sure.
I think it definitely makes us stronger as a team.
Yeah, 100%.
And it takes a team to run it.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't take just me and B's relationship to make this successful.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But it takes our team having a healthy relationship with each other to make it successful.
And that's just
the foundation of what KFS is.
Yeah.
Like, it's those platonic relationships.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's not just like, oh, it looks beautiful on Instagram. And like, yes, we went to like a nice restaurant and we had nice dinners, but it was the community within each other.
Yeah.
You know, the sisterhood.
It was like, I got your back. Like, weird intentions or just bad energy. It's just, it feels perfect.
And I think that is like the true value of this trip.
Yeah.
You know, like it's beautiful. Like it's been fun eating, drinking and having a good time, but it's not, it's been the bonding. Exactly. Yeah. Like we're not here just like partying to like party. We're just enjoying each other's company.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then, like I said, we're going to be the first to do and show the world a lot of things. And I think this is a huge part of that because this is so, you don't do this in the industry. Women can't work together. It's like all these rules of statistically, it doesn't work, but it can if you do the personal work and the work.
Yeah.
You have to do the work and desire. Yeah. Both parties have to want it.
Well, that's what we were saying. Like it wouldn't work if we didn't.
It wouldn't.
Right. You know what I'm saying?
It just wouldn't
work. Like if we did not do the actual work individually as a team, collectively, it would not work.
100%.
It just wouldn't.
Mm-hmm.
That's not like the fabric of our brand is, you know, the self-awareness, having a relationship, a spiritual relationship with God, what that is.
Yeah.
And then your platonic relationships. Yeah. And if we're not actively working on that outside of this, this would be
It would
show.
Never work.
Yeah. Jazz prayed for the first time last night out loud.
It was like the
dinner.
It was so beautiful.
Oh, yeah. That was my first time.
Frankie's 18.
That was so
like prayer. Jazz hit it.
That was a lot of pressure. Because I feel like every time you guys pray, they're so good and I love them so much.
Yours was
great.
You just talk from the heart.
It was beautiful.
Got to run it back.
You didn't know
what I said.
Everyone was like, oh, Jazz. Amen.
No, but it was just.
And then I was alive. I was like, oh my God. So much pressure.
But that was the first time you ever prayed out loud?
Ever. Wow. I mean, I'm sure when I was little. I don't remember ever. Yeah, but like as an adult or as a teen, never.
Yeah.
Never.
That's tight.
Yeah.
That was good prayer.
Thank you.
She's like, just watch over Alan. Yeah. She's like, thank you for this amazing food and this view.
How did it feel though to pray?
How did it feel?
Yeah.
I mean, it felt natural.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I feel like I think the difference is that
we've had conversations like that, and I've given like toasts and stuff, but I've never made it intentional that it's a prayer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, you know, I've set intentions.
Yeah.
But I have never done it in like a prayer.
Yeah. Yeah. You can feel the difference.
Yeah.
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 It was cute.
I liked it.
The prayer was cute.
But yeah. Y'all, we're out here and we are going to do a retreat with y'all.
Yes.
We already talked about that.
Ooh, get ready.
Are we going to have something on the landing page just to check out?
So if you go to the website.
TheKnowForSure.com.
Yeah, TheKnowForSure.com. We'll have a button on there where you can get more information on the retreat. Sign up to be one of the first people to know for sure.
And you have to be on Patreon to go.
Yeah.
But only Patreon.
Well, no, Patreon's going to be get first access, but there can be a wait list.
You have to be on Patreon to go.
Right. But if you want to sign up and we, if we want to open up our email list to get people to sign up, you can do it on our website.
It's open to www.theknowforsure.com.
Like, I think people just, you know how people like bought tickets to the show
and
couldn't even go just because they just wanted to get it. Just
make sure they have their ticket.
We're gonna have to do like a waiting list. Like if something happens and someone can't go, somebody else needs to take that spot.
Somebody else an opportunity.
Yeah,
yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
So this retreat, you guys. Ooh. The way that we got off the stage on a jet and started planning a whole retreat.
Let's face it, people have different sleep needs. While you love your partner, sleeping next to them might not always be the most comfortable. Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Maybe you prefer a firmer mattress and your partner needs something softer. Because of the individualized comfort that you get from Sleep Number Smart Beds, you and your partner will sleep better together. All Sleep Number Smart Beds feature cooling, pressure-relieving comfort layers for soothing sleep throughout the night. And their temperature balancing bedding is designed to move heat and moisture away when you're hot. When you're cool, they hold their energy to help warm you. The smart beds even automatically respond and adjust to your movements, so you sleep comfortably all night long. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Hop up the stage.
Run it back.
Hop on the jet. Literally.
Yeah.
But it's going to be crazy.
Yeah, so it's going to be just like
and
that.
And we unintentionally have began the blueprint of our experience and how we were able to communicate and share and bond and how other people are going to experience the same thing and the growth and the intentions.
Courses.
And
The courses. Yeah.
How to travel with your team.
How to travel
like,
with
you
your
know what,
team.
Like literal courses.
Yeah.
How to
build a solid team.
It's how to have a relationship. With your team.
Yes.
Honestly, yeah. And I think that's something that really does set me and B apart from a lot of people is that we are very like our team matters to us. Mm-hmm. Not just for the business, but as people. Mm-hmm.
Human.
Do you know what I mean?
Not just paying somebody to do a job.
Yeah. It's like
I feel like want to create opportunities for us and like understand what's important to us so that if there's anything that you can do to support us in that way, you will.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Even like when Frankie was sick, right as we were planning for the show, it was like a week before.
Yeah.
For people to be like, is Frankie okay?
Yep.
Everyone on the call is like, is she doing all right? You know what I mean? That people don't do that in business relationships. It's like, oh, okay, well, send her the notes.
Or even like, what do you want to do? Like, she has a whole matcha line. We're like, okay, there's no reasons those shouldn't be in the gift bag. Right.
Yeah.
Like, still incorporating each other's passions.
I do want to bring up the point that I feel like was a major point that from the hot tub was when you were like, this is happening for KFS, but I wasn't considering that Megan, that was such a good point.
That was great.
And I felt like that's exactly what was frustrating me in that moment, but I didn't have, and again, I don't always have, I know that communication and articulation is my gift, but I don't always know how to do that for myself.
Yeah.
And so when she said that, I'm like, that's exactly right. Like, yes, I'm KFS, but I'm also Megan.
Megan Ashley. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I was like, yes, this was a win for KFS, but this also really impacted me, or at least I wanted someone to.
Way.
Well, it, I mean, I just or wanted just someone to know that, like, yes, it was a win for me, but I'm also care. It felt like I'm, but I'm carrying that, even though it was a win for us.
All 65 boxes,
you know what I mean? Yeah, on my back.
It was 65 boxes,
67.
She's like 67.
Frankie's like, what?
Like, it was a nutcracker.
Yeah, they were like little, but they were little, you know, because the books were little, but it was a lot of boxes. So then when the second shipment came in,
and for whatever reason. That, I thought one box.
No, it was 67 like, boxes.
But that goes to show where our minds were.
Yeah.
Where it was, we were so focused on KFS and everything that needed to happen for KFS and all of the wins and solutions and things that needed to happen for KFS.
Yeah.
That we forgot, or I forgot, or didn't think about how is what's happening with KFS impacting the owners of KFS.
Yeah.
Because even though this is a positive and a win for here, I was like this, like solely focused on KFS and not considering Megan as a human with 68 boxes in her
three
living room.
Three kids and house,
I think,
my home.
Yeah, I think it was chaos. More like that. Yeah. And not that I needed anyone to do anything about it. I just wanted someone to be
acknowledge it.
And be like, yo, thanks for holding down with the boxes at your house.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
You know, and it wasn't about needing, and I think that's a big thing for me. It's not that I need you to fix anything. I don't need you to do anything.
Yeah.
It's just like the acknowledgement of like, it all.
It exists. Yeah. I see what you're doing over
but
there.
But that was a major like takeaway for me.
But what's interesting is that we felt the same way. We both needed the same thing from each other. Mm-hmm. You needed acknowledgement from me, and I needed acknowledgement from you.
Yeah.
So when I communicated how I was feeling about the boxes, you said, what can I do? And I said, I just needed you to know so that you can do whatever. But what I should have said is I just needed you to acknowledge that it wasn't your intention, but I was being impacted this way.
Yeah.
And then that then turned into, well, then I learned that I saw it as positive, but it might have not positively affected you.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's good.
I think
that was
I think too, sometimes what was happening in that specific moment was I didn't want to get into a, again, because you brought something to me, I don't feel like that's my opportunity to be like, well, you made me feel, I hate when people do that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if I'm bringing something up to you, that is not your opportunity.
It almost feels like a tit for tat.
Yeah, it's like, well, I'm not, well, if you felt that way, you bring that up on your own time. Don't bring it up with me.
Yeah.
This is my time.
Yeah,
you know?
I'm bringing up an issue.
I think there's a balance in it, though. Like, I think acknowledging and validating the other person's experience or what they're saying, and then saying, yeah, I can see why you would feel that way. Yeah. I was also feeling this way, too. So,
I was looking at it from the point of, we're getting ready to try to do a live show. Is it important to try to...
It is, though.
I know, but for me, I'm like, that was the process in my head. I'm like, is it more important to tell her about all the ways I'm offended by you?
Yeah.
Or is it best of me to just say, I don't want you to have a negative experience. Please tell me how we can have a better experience.
Right,
because we need, I need everyone focused on this show.
Yeah.
Right.
That was what was going on in my head.
Yeah.
And that's me still trying to navigate. I haven't been the boss.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Right.
I haven't had to think on the boss's level.
Mm-hmm.
I've always had to just think of
assist
and you know,
support.
The support and not so much of like, okay, leading in that way. Like I didn't want, I'm like, I want everyone just to be focused on that.
Yeah.
How I feel isn't more important to me than what we need to accomplish
right now in this moment.
And that wasn't for me the time to be like, okay, well then this and that. It was just like, for what? She's impacted negatively, acknowledge it, and how can I fix it? That was what was on my head. But it's also finding a way to articulate, like, I acknowledge that. Is it okay for me to bring up or to express that how that impacted me as well? Like, I know that you brought this up, but is it okay for me to express how Yeah. You know, I mm-hmm. feel at least opening mm-hmm. up for that conversation. Yeah,
exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think the approach and delivery so that it lands for that person is so important.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, mm-hmm. how can I say this in a way that this person doesn't feel like I'm popping off on them and that they still feel seen and respected and like I'm loving them through this.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think that's the
biggest thing. Because at the end of the day, it's the most important thing is that it lands for that person so you can get to a solution.
Yeah.
And I think that's something that it's a hard skill to acquire where anyone I'm communicating not because I need to just get things off my chest, but because I want you to hear me. Mm-hmm. I'm not communicating to talk. I'm communicating to be heard.
Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Those are two different things.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
When you talk to talk, you're not being heard.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
When you talk to be heard, you need to do it intentionally.
Yeah. Understood. Which is why I feel like I'm so quiet because I'm not, if I don't know what I want out of that conversation yet, if mm-hmm. I don't even know what I want out of that, mm-hmm. then me talking is just talking.
Figure it out before mm-hmm. you try to figure it out.
I'm not, you know what I'm saying? It would be, I'm just mm-hmm. talking. I'm just saying mm-hmm. things just mm-hmm. to be saying it for mm-hmm. the sake of a conversation.
Yeah.
But if I don't know, mm-hmm. and for me, that takes a process. For B, it may not take a 3-day process, but for mm-hmm. me, it's like, I need a process. Cause what do I really, and we had that before where it's like, I need a minute. Mm-hmm. Cause I really need to be able to articulate
what this is. That's interesting that you two are the same in that
way. Even just saying that. That's something that I practice doing. Like, I'll say to Jazz, I'm like, I need a second to process this. Like, things are getting heated between us. Mm-hmm. Like, let's take a moment. And this is, it's, we're different in that way. She's like, no, we need to talk now.
Yeah.
And
talk
I'm like,
no, but when she says that, I'm like, okay.
Yeah. I'm just like, look, this is kind of getting, we're butting heads right now and we're not hearing each other. Yeah. So let's just take a moment and then we can reconvene and come back together. Like, I need some time to process this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right now, my emotions are like this and I know what I'm going to say and this energy is not productive.
Yeah. And because you know, you realize as you grow and elevate and mature, you realize that the origin of that trigger or that feeling has nothing to do with that person.
Yeah. I was just about to say that you realize a lot of the way you communicate, just like Shekinah said, it's from childhood.
Yeah. Absolutely.
It is still like,
that sets the groundwork for how
everything.
You communicate 100%. What you're afraid of.
How you feel.
Yeah.
Why like, you're not speaking up. Why you are
in certain situations,
I'll
be feeling like that
little
girl.
Yes.
And that's why that's why it's also important to know your triggers.
The whole time.
I'm like, Jesus, let's just love each other and be happy.
I know. B was like,
what is happening?
B was in the corner, just like floating around. Megan's like, man, shut
that was like, everything was making sense though. My duality ass. I'm like, I get it.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody's right.
I understood both for sure.
Yeah.
But no, go ahead.
Sorry. I was just about to say, of course, I have more understanding of my person, just like Baby J might even have more understanding in certain ways because she lives with Megan.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I've never lived with her. I've never seen her go through things that Baby J has seen for 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Even I don't know that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, of course, she's going to have more
understanding. But I think it was also a light bulb for her in many ways to see.
Yeah, I think that.
Me, to see like our interaction with each other from like how she saw me on the outside of a situation where she usually sees me on the inside of a situation. And I think in those moments, she was like,
she saw herself in me and then she saw,
in both of us. I think she saw it in both of us. And I think that
and her experience
knows,
was so different.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right.
But she was able to, I think in that time, she was able to understand me.
Yeah. She was.
In that moment, more than she was able to understand me before, because it's, she's inside of the situation.
Yeah.
But
she
when
was
she
looking
came
at it from the
outside,
outside
she was like, now I understand.
Yep. Yeah.
And which she felt very like, I need to speak up for her because I understand it now. I think she was seeing it.
It clicked.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I just think that that's important to expose, you know, your family, because I don't consider you guys... when we say the team, I mean, it's our family.
Legit.
This is our family.
Yeah.
And so
we're like supporting someone in articulating what they might not be able to articulate in more of a like objective way.
Yeah.
That's like not more emotional.
I think just being able to say like, although I can sit on a podcast and articulate things, your friend doesn't always know how to do that for herself.
Yeah.
Mm. You know what I mean? Yeah. Your friend can do that on a camera. Your friend can do that on a podcast maybe, but your friend is also experiencing things that they have no clue about that y'all do.
Right.
Yeah.
And I need y'all to be like when I was like, sometimes I just need someone to be my voice for me, mm-hmm. even if I don't know what mm-hmm. it is, mm-hmm. you yeah. know, mm-hmm. and having that level of awareness.
Like, I feel like I do that.
Yeah.
I've been trying.
No, yeah. I mean, she puts in the work into it for sure. But I'm saying it can't just stop here.
Yeah.
When your team is involved and your family is involved, it has to be the family.
I think because you are able to be her voice sometimes that means that you're going to have to let us know, like, hey,
She needs it.
Meg, I got the call today. Do what you got to do. Mm-hmm. We jump on. She's not going to be on today. Mm-hmm. Instead of Megan feeling like she has to be on a call when she has so much going on that day.
Yeah.
You know?
And that's really for anybody. Right. If anybody feels that way. Yeah. You know, you'll be for sure. Jazz won't be on the call today.
Yeah.
Or Frankie's not going to be on the call today. Yeah. That's for all
of us.
But
you guys don't do that. Like, ever.
No, we don't.
No,
and I think you guys have to allow yourselves to be able to and trust yourselves to be able to share that. And when we send the minutes, you'll know what we were talking about.
For sure.
Yeah.
I wanted to bring it back to the live show because I had an epiphany that how we've been in communicating and intertwining in our relationships and bonds on this vacation, we did it in real time on walkies, not knowing.
Oh my God.
Wild.
I don't think they know.
No, the walkies.
The walkies. Yo, like, this is the first time we have all
we should have had a walkie.
This we know you would have been stressed.
No, you would have been.
If we had a walkie, we would have pulled it out of our.
You would have thrown that on a wall and lit it on fire.
To me, said what?
I feel like because of my intention, the entire time where I was,
where you were,
it would have been very interesting for me. Like I would have just listened.
Oh, if we had that recorded,
you would have been stressed.
No,
because that one would have been stressed. Yeah. I would have been.
No,
I would have been.
No, she might have not been stressed. She would have been pissed.
Just listening.
Yeah, it's more like pissed.
Nobody.
It would have been distracted. It would have been a distraction,
right?
For sure.
Nobody thought of that before.
Yeah, but
literally,
there were tons of moments like that,
and she just let it work out.
There were.
She didn't jump in.
There were no.
A little bit that you,
Megan.
No, I'm saying though, from the beginning of planning for this, I understand what you guys are saying, but I'm saying that from the beginning of planning for this, there have been tons of those moments for me.
Yeah,
that but I'm just sitting back watching, like I was saying, I wanted to see.
You're taking inventory.
Yes, I wanted to see it.
Trust me, that inventory did not need to be taken at all. Like I feel like I'm the same way. Like I do share and I communicate, but there's a lot of shit I don't.
Yeah.
Like for as much as I share, there's also a lot of things that I don't.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Even for as much as I've shared the last couple of days, there's a lot of things where I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, because I'm gonna let it play out.
Yeah.
I'm gonna pay attention. And that's just like the entrepreneur in me.
Yeah.
You know, I can't help but notice everything because I think you and I are similar where we're extremely detail oriented and I'm noticing everything, the banner, the thing, the sticker, the adhesive, like everything, the holes, like the cracks, the dust, whatever. So
the list goes on.
But I think back to the positive of that like situation, the fact that we had not done that ever together before and produced a show for 1,000 people and that the team was the production team and that we entered that on in one day
it
and we're just like okay.
It
was like a well-oiled machine even though the car was breaking down and we didn't have parts for it. We're like, we know how to push it.
Changing the oil.
We were like, oh, we gotta go buy some oil. Okay, you're gonna go get this. Okay. Everything. It was just like everything.
And our relationship still remained intact. Like no one was
arguing. There was no condescending.
That was something I spoke to Jazz about that day. I'm like, this is something I appreciated so much because usually in these types of productions,
it's
there's
stressful.
At least
even
one person or a few
production
people that can be nasty.
And
I think being able to still have that level of respect and like not speaking down to someone in a chaotic shit isn't going how it's exactly
that was
supposed
so
to
big.
It's still like lifting each other up. I'd run into you, I'd be like, do you need anything?
Yeah, we'd like hold hands real quick, like good.
Yeah, she'd be like, Frank, can you hold my walkie? When I come back, give me my phone. I'm like, I got you, let's go.
It was just
love and family.
Yeah. So much love.
That was my favorite part.
It was. It felt like that.
And
you know what, everyone else felt it.
Yeah,
people were impacted by the whole team and just how everyone's like,
Like, yeah. everyone looks like you're going through a lot, but you still have so much poise and grace.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
They saw y'all throughout. Working together.
Yeah.
It's crazy. And I was telling Frankie what was crazy is we were not together once.
No.
Like, we were all over the place.
I finally ran into Jazz. I'm like, hey, where have you been?
I haven't seen you in so long.
So we experienced the show completely differently.
Yeah.
Because
she was more backstage. Where were you?
I was following Aaliyah.
The whole time.
She's like, I'm being Aaliyah's voice.
She said, every time Aaliyah, like, it's okay. She would never have like, no, it's not.
No, she was.
No, because Aaliyah needed the most help.
Yeah, she did.
And there was just so, and I wasn't even with her the whole time. Like, I would follow her around, and then I would take something off of her plate, and then I would get stuck doing something else. Be like, no, we got to do this, and we got to do that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I just feel like that's...
Shout out to Aaliyah.
Seriously, Aaliyah held it down.
Yeah, amazing.
Oof. She held it down.
May, too.
May.
Her energy and her spirit. She's just amazing.
Her little voice, she's like, yeah, cool, we got it. Okay, cool.
Her on the headset, though. Go.
Really?
No. When we had to... When you guys ran it back and had to play the song over again, and you know how there was like a little bit of a delay. No, but she was as soon as you guys started, she was like now. But like it's a lot to do in real time.
Yeah. It's a production,
and I think what like Ooh. For us and the team, we've done production like photo shoots, video shoots, but a live show for the first time with a completely different experience and setup and VIP and photo booth merch, like every single aspect from top to bottom was so brand detailed. New.
Yeah.
Brand new.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
From
and everyone fell into their rightful place too.
Yeah.
Like, I think that everyone was able to see like how it could be perfected.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think
where everyone's role
and everyone was willing to fill in the gaps where needed, even if they weren't the right shape for that gap.
Yeah.
They filled it to the best of their ability.
Yeah. I love seeing that whole thing, mm-hmm. like playing, watching it play out. I love seeing the whole thing.
I feel like because the team filled in the gaps, it exposed where there's gaps that can't be filled.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right.
Yep.
Like you're perfect for this. Yes. We need you for this.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it exposed the cracks.
Yeah.
So exposed areas that
where we need to work.
Okay. So you didn't have that together.
Yep. And it confirmed we can do this.
Yeah.
All this.
That was my biggest. I was ready to run it back at 5 a.m.
I think we all were.
Yeah. Yeah.
We were like, we can legit do this.
We could have did a weekend.
We could have hopped on the jet, came to Cabo, and did it.
We could have did a weekend in Atlanta.
Yeah.
A whole nother show.
We could have did it.
I'm ready.
I'm glad that we did it the way it, like, I'm so happy that everything happened the way it happened.
Yeah.
Because
it
needed to happen.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
In that way, in that time, in that moment, with those people, with everybody involved.
Yeah.
Like, it had to be that way.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then it will be another way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It'll be a better way.
And better. And better.
Yeah.
The bar will just continue to raise.
For sure.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
For sure.
Ooh, if this was the first one.
Can you imagine?
That's what I'm with the self-funded, self-produced,
independent,
self-independent.
What women are
doing?
Like,
no, I'm just saying. Like, I'm not that. Y'all know me
at all.
I am the least boastful.
No, when I be getting that, they can be like, all
I'm
right,
like,
me.
relax. But really though, like. No, I do have these moments where I'm like, stop playing with us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, don't, like, seriously,
or
like,
we're
stop
really
playing
doing
with us.
Something different, for real, for real.
Yeah. No, like, that,
real.
Y'all can try to act like it's a little podcast if you want, but y'all see it.
Yeah. It's a movement.
Y'all see
it's a
it.
Movement, babe. It's a movement.
Culture.
That, the guy from the radio station.
Oh,
that was so great. Impacted.
He made a whole, he said, I am not affiliated with these girls. I just want to let y'all know. This was an experience to remember.
He said, I witnessed a birth of a,
No,
did
that's
you
what Ben
see
said.
This
no, birth of an impact.
Sorry. What was his post at the end? He said, "Watch something right unfold
right before
my eyes."
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Something like that.
Chills. Did you guys see this? Brittany Chill said, "To be honest, I didn't want to go. I was only there because my sister really wanted to go. I honestly have never watched an episode a day in my life, so I had no idea what to expect. Just sitting there and listening to you guys, I was thinking to myself, wow, this is the stuff that I really need to hear right now. I've been struggling and I just felt so lost with my life, like struggling.
Wow.
When you guys spoke about purpose and your next chapter, it really hit home for me.
Mm.
What solidified it for me was at the end when I opened up my notebook and seen your signatures, meaning I won the giveaway.
Wow.
I choked up and I was the only one.
I saw
like
her.
How?
Wow.
I didn't even want to
that was
crazy.
A sign I needed to know. That's I was crazy. Exactly where I needed to be so I could hear those words. You two spoke that night and really, and I really took it in. I'm grateful and officially a fan. Side note, I let my twin sister go up on the stage and hug you guys because she's been a loyal since day one.
Aww.
She's smart. So that was the girl beautiful. That got the gift bag?
Yeah. The one, isn't that...
The one. I was like, where are the how, other two?
But the way... Makes... So there was supposed to be three and there was only one and it yeah. was her?
Yeah.
Mind blown.
That, that
yeah.
is, this and comment she was all though, the way in the back row.
But that's yeah, a common that. Theme, yeah, just like yeah, the girl yeah. with the blue jay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's yes. like
yeah.
that is the common mm-hmm.
theme. Confirmation. Theme.
Confirmation.
Yeah. Through our platform. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. It's like yeah. I was right yep. where I needed to be.
At
I
the
was
right time.
Where I was supposed to be.
Alignment.
At the, yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
And what we care about the most is that even if it was for that one person.
Yep.
Yeah.
It was all worth
yeah.
it.
That was enough.
Yeah.
Like, even if it was for her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
That from that day forward, that was a reminder that her life
her
can be
seeds
different.
Start planting. Yeah. Her seeds start changing it. Yeah.
That,
yeah.
That's it all that
is enough.
Seed,
it's enough.
Like, that's enough.
I almost don't want to say this, but I'm going to say because it came up. I'm like, could have saved a life.
Literally.
Oh, for sure.
No, for sure.
Not for sure.
For sure.
That's crazy.
For sure.
I know that that's what
yeah.
we're doing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know that yeah. we're doing that.
Oof.
It's
yeah.
too, and it, because it's too raw and authentic for yeah. it not to.
Yeah.
Yeah. yeah.
Do you know
yeah.
what I mean? Like, this is not a script.
Right.
Mm-hmm. This is our real life.
You guys didn't
experience.
Know what you were going to talk about.
Oh, the day of. We were like, it's a live podcast. We're doing it like a podcast episode.
Yeah.
What do we want to talk about? What are we feeling right now? What are we going through? And we just got on stage and talked about
even more
wild.
Which
wild.
Is crazy. It's even it? More proof that we're doing the work the right, when we're not here.
Yep. Yeah.
Because we're not coming up with the outline yep, and four yep. points that
pop
we've
culture,
studied
whatever.
And looked yeah, at facts. Yeah.
And mm-hmm. talking about the new articles.
We yeah. are literally being like, go.
I'm about to
so
share
today,
my experience. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
I got a fucked up attitude
yep.
and I'm struggling.
Yep.
Yep. Do you know what I mean? And then the next day, it's like, yo, God spoke to me and yeah. what he said.
It's
you know
authentic.
What I'm saying? But that's
yeah.
what it
it's
is.
Authentic.
It's
authentic.
Like, experience. Like, yeah. I looked up five ways to find peace, and mm-hmm. let's talk about these mm-hmm. five ways. It's like, yeah. yo, you know how
this
I found
I
peace?
Tried.
I blocked that nigga the other day.
No, right, right, right. Or I cried in my prayer.
You know what I'm saying?
Or prayed.
Yeah, or prayed,
yeah, yeah.
or like whatever.
Yeah,
yep. But it's just genuine.
It's
it is
genuine.
Just is what it is.
And it I makes think it relatable.
It's yeah. our people.
That's
it's
real
the
time.
Human
exactly.
experience.
Yes.
We are sharing our human process in real time. We're not sharing. I'm healed now. I'm
right,
successful
the journey
now. We're opening the curtain and
yeah.
saying, this is where I'm at right now,
right
today.
Now.
This is
yeah.
what I'm struggling with. Because
yeah.
it's easy to see and be like, damn, you guys went on a PJ,
yeah,
went
yeah,
to Cabo.
Yeah.
And you're like, yeah.
It's like,
you
yeah,
don't
we
know,
also
but we're
fighting
all
yeah,
fighting
right.
for 2 hours.
Seriously. Right.
So, yeah.
Literally.
yeah.
For
that
sure.
too.
It's
like,
both.
You're seeing...
Yeah.
Back to my seeds. Ooh, you.
back to her
you
seeds.
See you see the flowers that have been planted flourishing,
right.
but you don't see the tears
that
took to water
yeah.
that freaking
yeah.
flower
and all
yeah.
the weeds
they
you had to pull out.
That's good.
Jesus, they don't see it, but you see the results of it for
yeah.
sure,
mm-hmm.
and you know
yeah.
that those
mm-hmm.
things are being
yeah.
nurtured when no one's watching.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
that was evident,
and that
mm-hmm.
is the most beautiful thing: us sharing it in real time.
Yes,
yeah. like
yeah.
they saw. Everything.
Mm-hmm.
Everything. The beginning, the first show, the
mm-hmm.
finding Christ, the
right.
divorce, the, you get what I'm saying?
They saw
walking
it all.
Through it all. Like, that's cool.
Wow.
Because in 5 years, all this stuff is out there. We're going to be, it's a literal vault.
Yeah.
Vault.
Yeah.
yeah it's
like we're going to be able to go back and watch this stuff and be like, I cannot believe that's where we were when we first put out our podcast.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's
the
evolution.
And this is where we start?
I know.
Oh,
that's what I'm saying.
what?
This is where we start.
Like,
we're
starting.
Like,
this is where people. This is where people want to end up.
We're in
right.
Cabo.
Like, I'm sorry. This
what?
Can we
we're
just
crazy.
Cabo
this is
where
this
people
is...
want to end up.
That
is easy.
We're just
that's
wild.
My one-liners sometimes be hit.
That was good.
She was ready today.
She was.
But it shows you that it's there is no endpoint.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
know what I mean?
It's never
it really
stop.
Is
ever.
Your journey.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
your journey.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. just because we started a podcast 10 months ago or a year ago doesn't mean that it takes 20 years
mm-hmm.
to end up
mm-hmm.
where we ended up in a year.
Mm-hmm.
You know
mm-hmm.
what I mean? Like,
and it can take 20 years because
it,
the seeds
could,
we've been
yeah.
planting.
Yeah.
Like, it looks like a year to y'all.
Yeah.
But this
a
is
lot of years of obedience.
3 years of assisting.
Yep.
This is 6 years of stand up on stage.
Yep.
All of that was preparing
mm-hmm.
for this.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So it,
mm-hmm.
yeah, it's a year of podcasting, but it's,
yeah.
20 years of, or 13
like
years
even,
of parenting.
Just even being able to watch you, like,
in that capacity.
I've been able to subconsciously study what it's like to be on stage and how to prepare to be on stage because I watched
natural.
You know what I mean?
You're so natural.
You are just so comfortable.
Oh, yeah. Like,
I was literally had a moment where I was looking at her. I was like, this is so cool. Like, she was just like this.
Chilling.
Yeah. Chilling.
I was like, this is
tight.
What's so funny though, I think
Looking at her like that.
What's crazy though is I think now that you have a partner on stage with you, I see you differently.
She's so different.
But I see you differently.
Really?
Yeah.
How?
I just feel like you're more vulnerable.
Yeah. Really?
Mm-hmm. You've always been super vulnerable, but I think
it's different. I'm not up there like doing
standing
up there like God save me.
Yeah
So it's a different I feel different though. It doesn't feel like I'm doing stand-up or
but
it doesn't feel like entertaining.
Right, that's what I mean. Like you're not up there being an entertainer. You're up there being Braylon.
That's cool.
She is she definitely is Braylon. Which is really cool because I feel like I have more of my sixth grade best friend now than I think that I did when we reconnected.
Wow.
Like, I feel like I have my Braylon.
That's tight.
You know what I mean? Where I was reintroduced to you as B. Simone. You know?
Wow.
And now you've become more of Braylon.
Yeah.
The person.
Wow.
That sixth grade girl, that 12-year-old who just... like loved God and was just so open and you know loving and bubbly, you know. I'm experiencing,
you know what, that Braylon is,
Braylon
has separated herself from the brand and allowed herself to not have to always be the brand.
Or a character.
And I think that because KFS is doesn't feel like a brand to us, it feels so much like
our
purpose. That purpose. It allows you to be your true authentic self. And I think that's the thing that we want to give to everyone, is that when you find your purpose, you really get to be free. You know what I mean? Like, you don't have to put on you know what I mean? Like, yes, there's sacrifices and yes, there's things that you like, it's hard work. It's not that it's that, but you are being you doing it and not trying to be anyone else. You know, and the space and grace that opens up for you when you're just being authentically you and not anything else.
That's good.
And that's why this works. Because we are authentically us.
And leaning into whoever that person
even
is
when
in that moment.
Even when it's not good.
Even
when we have to stop the cameras and be like, this isn't working. We need to stop. We're not vibing right now. We're dragging it. Even when it's ugly, we're still being honest and transparent. And I think that we're in a time where people are starving for that.
For that.
They're
because we've been fed artificial for so long.
And like polished.
Or
and like perfection, but there's something so perfect about just being in the moment and being able to be authentic. Like, that's what people connect with.
Because they can relate to it. Because they're going through the same shit.
Like, they're like, they're just like me. They go through all these things and they're able to talk about it, and then it inspires people to talk about what they're going through and like feel like it's okay to not be okay.
And wherever you are, it's okay.
Yeah.
I think that's what I felt the most in the room was like, it felt like everyone felt like, finally, I'm with my people.
It was like freedom.
It's go time.
I'm literally my people. I can just be myself. I felt like every person in that room was just, this is who I am. This is my homie.
People were
person I just met.
Just me.
So many people came along.
Everyone was the vibes were immaculate.
Yeah, it was crazy. It was like electric.
And as for as much as we were running around being crazy, I think we all just organically gave, like, when people would come up to us, that was like shocking. People were like, Jess, Frankie,
we saw your episode.
And
just
like
caught off guard,
giving them like having a moment with them, even though like there's chaos going on, like being able to
stop and
acknowledge
pause.
That they acknowledged you.
That's beautiful.
And and then, but it was also with so much love, you know, like everything was just happening with so much love. Everyone was so kind the entire time. There was 1,000 people and no problem.
Not one.
That's crazy. Nobody got kicked down.
Led by women of color. Think about that. Black women. I'm not even going to shy away from that. Black women.
That's crazy.
We do not get that reputation when it's stuff like this.
It's about to be ghetto.
Crazy,
it's about
fighting.
To be ghetto. It's about to
she
be
she looked
this.
At me wrong.
It's about to be.
Yep.
And the fact that we have cultivated an environment. And again, and we made that intention when we went to that sound bowl thing, we wanted our presence to be disarming. And I said that I was very intentional.
Yeah. You said that on
the experience.
Past episode.
Want that. I wanted people to feel, and we prayed about that. We were like, from the moment they drive on the grounds,
the
of
moment,
the, whatever the property line is,
we want them to feel God.
We wanted them to feel the presence of God and that peace.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And everyone felt that. It was just very love, peace,
down to
like
the kids.
Yep.
Halo.
Our kids were. Ooh, my son is autistic.
Like, Halo.
My son is autistic.
He was on stage with Megan.
Dancing.
In front of 1,000 people cheering and roaring.
Screaming lights and music
kicking
and
in.
This and that. And he was like unfazed.
He wasn't moving, jumping, all up. You were right on his arm. Yep. I mean, on his shoulder. Yep. Arms around him, chilling. He was like.
I'm like, for people who don't have autistic children, it's like, yeah, your kid, like.
Get it.
But when you know what a miracle that is, it is a testament of what we do when we're not on camera.
Yep.
We cultivated that environment. We prayed and fasted for that environment.
What?
I prayed and fasted that my kid was going to be able to come and see me on stage. I make like, you know what I'm saying? That is a testament to what we do when y'all don't see any of it.
The spiritual work.
Yeah.
Not just the physical, the working, the spreadsheets and the typing and the spiritual. Seriously,
it wasn't just about the organization of it all, but it was about the spiritual
work
we did when nobody was watching. You know,
and
that
we trusted God too that day.
Sure.
We were like, everything we've been doing leading up to this, he got it.
Yep. Had to.
Had to. Because I was hungry. Boy, oh boy. My dad said, please eat a sandwich.
Jonah was so nice to me.
He was so sweet.
It was good.
Yeah.
We could probably
great,
do like a 7-part
show
literally. About how amazing this was.
Literally.
But, you know, obviously shout out to you guys for being
we love y'all.
And Imani and Jordan.
But Imani.
I was just so grateful to be there, like, and to experience it, even in the running around and like the chaos or like whatever was going on, like being able to take it in and like have those moments where I could see you interacting with your kids. Like that was, it blew me away.
Yeah. That was the first time we met them.
I know.
And your parents, your family,
God.
I just want to soak in this feeling. I just had the chills constantly.
It's like you never wanted to leave.
I'm so lucky to be here.
Yeah.
That moment was everything.
I'm like, I'm going to cry. Like I said two words and then I start crying.
Is it was
she?
Special.
I pulled that out of her.
Yeah.
She
did.
She never cried. Now she cries.
Really?
I do. You're welcome.
You're welcome.
It happens.
She's watering her seeds, okay?
Doing the work. Yeah.
Doing the work.
Yeah.
But that was really special.
I think I told you guys this the other night. It's like you make these little steps in life and you keep feeling like you're obeying God, but you don't really know why you're doing what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get to this moment and you're like, wow.
All of that
makes
sense.
Mm-hmm. Like I was doing production at my church and I was like, why am I doing this? Like this makes no sense. And then
boom.
The live show all made so much sense.
And even the difficult times in life that you go through,
for
you're
sure.
like,
oh,
now
God.
I understand. Like in the moment I was like, I want to get out of this. Why do I have to go through this?
Why?
And then you experience the person that you become as a result of it.
Yep.
Of overcoming it and doing the work and healing and working on yourself. And you're like, it all makes sense.
Yep.
Like,
necessary.
I am the way I am
because
what I've gone
this.
Through.
Yeah.
It needed to happen that way.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. And so it makes you have like grace for those moments, or in the moments you're like, okay, this is difficult, but it's happening for a purpose.
For a reason.
So I get to just like be in it and let myself go through it and know that it's for a bigger reason.
That's great. I think it's important to surround yourself with good people. I think that's just the
key.
That's just
and I think that's what
evident here.
Trust God to, if the person doesn't fit, let him go and trust that he'll bring somebody else.
Yep.
And he might bring that person back.
Yep.
Just like he brought Jay back. You get what I'm saying? Like, trust God. This is not working. Whatever. But don't be scared to let people go. And
It's like you're making room for
who is supposed to be there.
Or not even people, things about your
things. For sure, things.
I was going to say, letting go of really anything that doesn't align.
Doesn't align. Yeah. Whether you got to move, whether you got to let go of that small town you're in, with that friend.
The relationship.
Yeah, that relationship. Yep. Let it go. Don't be so scared of the unknown that you stay stagnant. And don't.
That is so important.
What?
Even in the little things. Because sometimes God is like, I need to know that you're willing to get rid of even this because when something big, I need to know that you're going to be able to get rid of that too. Mm-hmm. So I might be testing you and taking you in through levels. A season of, all right, get rid of this, get rid of that, rid of this, because when it really matters,
I need you to listen to me.
I need you to be conditioned in the practice of listening and obeying.
Yeah.
That's what I said, commit and submit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like you have to be in that mindset, commit and submit.
Yep.
Whatever does not align with what the purpose is, I ain't afraid to let go of anybody or anything.
Anything.
I don't care who you are. If God say get rid of Jonah, he's out of there.
He's out. Play ball. You're out.
No, Jonah's like, why you gotta use me? For the negative examples. No, I'm just playing. But I'm serious though. Like whatever it is,
not being so attached to things or people or relationships.
You can't.
Yeah.
And also, like sometimes you can drift apart from something, and if it's meant to be, like you all need to just like grow on your own.
Yeah.
And then if you're meant to be, you'll come back together.
Literally.
If it's meant for you, it will be
10 years.
Easy.
10 years. That's a whole other thing, babe. We have got to get packed.
Yeah.
And get the hell up out of here.
Love you guys.
What do you guys know
musty
for sure?
And
I know. I'm like, I sweat.
So hot. I know for sure it is hot
outside with no Jonah.
It is hot.
What I know for sure is I can't wait to do this in
the live show.
Literally. Yeah. What I know for sure is we're going to
Yeah.
What I know for sure is we are a production company.
Oh, woo!
I'll be
a multi-billion dollar
billions.
Production company.
Mm-hmm. Tyler Perry Studios. I'm just love you, Tyler.
Yeah,
Tyler, if you want to
come, we can coexist.
Yes. No, I know we can coexist. I'm kidding. Yeah, but
what I know is that it was intentional and important to me when we started this to do this with women
And family.
And and that family has been what we're doing there.
For sure.
And I just love, like, that means
so much. Yeah.
Down to the dang travel
Down to
agent.
The travel agent.
Shout out to Leah.
She back there eating celery.
Tea World Tours.
On her computer.
Planning the treat.
She's like, retreat coming up.
Yeah. Yeah. I just love that we, you know, we've been able to do that and set the standard and big things are coming.
Proud of
I'm like I'm af- not afraid, but I'm like for the second I
if he
at my
did
desk,
that,
whoa!
I'm just thinking like, what are my emails looking like right now?
They're crazy.
You don't have it on your phone and you haven't peeked.
I don't want.
She's like, I'm
that.
Not looking.
We're on vacation.
Wow, the self control.
I know.
Yeah.
Oh, I would have been.
I logged into Instagram and logged out the day of. I was like, I can't even be on Instagram. It was too much.
It was too much.
Too much. That was a lot.
I need, and it is a lot of self-control because I want to really bad because an email I'm really actually specifically waiting for. Mm. But I want it to be in this moment.
Yeah.
And I want it to allow myself to be proud of what we did and what God did through us. And I want it to be like in this time and not so far ahead. And even talking about future plans, we talked about it together, so it felt different than just like working.
It felt like manifesting.
Like talk, girl talk, but
still work, not like on a laptop.
Yes, I didn't want to do that.
I know I'm tired.
I know, for
She's
sure.
She's like, this has been a long week.
I'm like, there's so many things I know for sure after this whole weekend and just the whole experience. What I know for sure is that alignment and purpose is always going to bring everything that you want.
Yeah.
And if you're not feeling that way, working on shifting to get there.
Mm-hmm.
That's
love
good.
That.
Mm-hmm. Good.
Mm-hmm. What we're saying no to is this damn couch that is
this leather.
My back is
my
stuck.
Back.
We have
I'm over here
sacrificed
like,
our sweat. Back.
I've been like in the shower. Whole time. I'm like, I'm like, jump in the pool
for sure. Like cold shower,
freezing.
I'm about to jump in this pool.
watch, it's gonna be hot today. The day
it's heating.
The heater's on.
Well, we love you guys.
Another episode of the No Bullshit Podcast with the team. Shekinah, JNF, I'm B. Simone.
Now, Mick, can we clarify that this is Frankie and this is Jazz?
Oh, JNF is Jazz and Frankie.
It's like J and F, but yeah. It's JNF.
NF. Yeah. But this is Jasmine, Jazz, and that's
I'm like, are you clarifying it to them or yourself? Because I'm pretty sure.
Both.
So I'm like, I look at Frankie and I'm like, hey, Jazz.
They call us each other's name all the time.
Well, they sound, y'all sound like on the phone.
We're in person.
I know, but sometimes you're, but she'll be behind me. like,
Jazz, come here. I'm like, Frankie, but it's fine.
No, for sure.
But we don't even get offended because it's funny. Yeah. It's cute.
Like, yeah.
Because we're the same person.
Yeah. For sure.
All right. Love you guys.
Love you guys. Bye. See you next week. Sign up for Patreon. Bye.
Sign in for Patreon.
Love you. Love you. Thank you guys so much for tuning in to the Know For Sure podcast. Make sure you keep the conversation going and use our hashtag KnowForSurePod.
Yes, we want to see you guys share the hashtag KnowForSurePod on all social media platforms. We want to keep the conversation going.
And follow us on all social media platforms, Instagram and Twitter, KnowForSurePod.
Before we go, you guys, I wanted to remind you again about the Dove Crown Collection. I am so excited to share with you guys this collection because Dove is encouraging women to wear their natural hair by making effective products and their continued support of the Crown Act. Reading the labels on products is so important, and with Dove, they have products that are plant-based, prebiotics, vitamins, zero sulfate, and they're paraben and dye-free. With the Crown Collection, Dove wants you to have strong curls, strong coils, and strong waves, and the freedom to wear your hair however you wish. If you're looking for products to start off with, I'm going to recommend the Scalp Care Shampoo, the Hydration Restore Conditioner, and the Scalp Care Prebiotic Serum with vitamin B3 and aloe extract. However you style and protect your crown, I encourage you to try the Dove Crown Collection and let us know what you think, KFS fam.